from the Parenting Stuff Podcast. This is Decoding Culture.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Decoding Culture. My name is Chris.
And my name is Sam.
And today we're going to be talking about an online multiplayer game called Among Us. I said it weird. Among Us.
That's okay. All the little, the younger kids that play it, they all call it Among Us.
And I was trying not to say Among Us because I've adopted it, uh-huh. And then I still said it weird. So that's what we're talking about today. You may have heard about this game from your teenager or from some other person in your life. So we're going to talk about it so you know what it's about, where it's coming from. And so we're just going to talk a little bit about it. So first of all, we're going to talk about how we were introduced to Among Us. Mm-hmm. So how did that happen for us?
Well, I heard about it from students and my siblings, and I thought, it takes me a long time to hop onto trends because I don't like the hype and the obsession, so I'm always please, I'll get to that, when I feel like it.
Yeah.
But then I tried it, and I played it, with some students, and I played it with, my siblings, and I played online, too.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
I heard about it from some students. I played it first online with strangers, and then I played with some people I knew, and then I played it a bunch with family in the room at the same time. And so, what's your experience like with the game?
At first I didn't know what to do. I did not understand it.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about some of the inner workings of the game in a minute, but
okay. Mostly, I don't know. I like it. I think it's hard for me to. Be the imposter, which I guess we'll talk about in a second.
Yeah.
Because especially if we're playing in the room with people, because you can play in the room. If I have to lie, you can tell and I'm found out immediately.
Yeah.
But it is fun. I think I might like it better online.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those games where you have to lie to your friends, which is hard.
Right. And then you can play with the same people a few times in a row, and then you start to feel like you're friends with these strangers on the internet.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh man, I'm the imposter. I'm betraying my internet friend.
Yeah, it's so funny, the community that can be built so quickly. So let's talk about the game itself. This is a mobile game. You can play it online with strangers. You can play it locally, if you're all connected to the same Wi-Fi network. And so the basis of the game is that you are the crew on a spaceship, I believe 4 to 10 players.
Uh-huh.
And the more generally you'll hear, the more players you have, the more fun it is. And on this ship, you're the crew, but one or two or three of the crew members is an alien imposter.
Yes. And so if you're a crewmate, it tells you right in the beginning if you're a crewmate or if you're the imposter. And if you're a crewmate, you have tasks to do around the ship, and that can prove to your other crewmates that you are a crewmate. If you're the imposter, your job is to walk around and try to kill the crewmates slowly, thin them out.
Yes. Yeah, there's different rooms on the ship, and they're connected by vents. And so the imposter is the only one that can slide through the vents from room to room. And as they are killing crewmates, the other crewmates might find a body. And when they do, they report the body, and it takes everybody into a meeting. And so at that meeting, they discuss who they believe the imposter is, and then they take a vote. And go ahead.
This is a part that gets tricky because everybody's accusing each other or nobody knows. And then you can skip the vote, or you can all vote for the same person. You have you can set a timer. If you're the host of the game, you set a timer for how long they have to talk about it, how long they have to vote. And so this is the part where you chat with the other people.
If you played a game Mafia or Werewolf, this is similar to those games. At least part is. And I love to throw in pieces maybe a parent has heard a cultural reference and they don't know what it's from. But if you've heard Red Sus, specifically Red Sus, because your character is a color. You pick a red, blue, or brown, or black. There's a bunch of different colors you can pick. But especially the resurrection of the shortening of the word suspicious to sus. You're acting sus right now. You may have heard that, and I think you can attribute that that revitalization to this game. So to win the game, so you have these two teams, the crewmates and the imposter, or imposters, and the crew wins if they vote the imposter out, because you take a vote at this meeting, and whoever gets the most votes is thrown off the ship and floats into space.
Floated into space.
Yeah. So if the crew wins, if they vote the imposter out, or if they complete all of their tasks. And the imposter wins if they are able to kill the whole crew without getting caught and voted on there. So that's kind of the basis of the game. Hopefully, it really, you played a little bit and then the rules all kind of make sense.
Yeah.
And there's also, other nuances. There's security cameras. There's the imposter can sabotage things, start to break the oxygen in the cruise ship, and you gotta fix it. There's like all these little things, but that's the basis of the game. And there are some things that like a parent might want to know, especially with younger kids. What's cool about this game is it's pretty not problematic. Like,
yeah, I think so too.
It's pretty basic. There is a little cartoon violence when the imposter is killing a crewmate. There's a little cartoon violence going on there.
But it doesn't look like a person, really.
Yes, good point.
It looks kind of like Teletubbies.
Yeah,
like
without a face.
Yeah, and then like if they die, it kind of looks like a chicken bone or something.
Yeah,
like you can see it looks like a when you eat chicken off the bone, like it kind of just looks like that. So it's not like to me, it doesn't seem scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Although sometimes the animation when like you get killed, there's like a little animation. Sometimes that is a little bit dark.
Yeah, a little bit.
But still, it doesn't look like a person. Sure. So it you can maybe separate like. You know, reality from this game.
Right. And every parent has different standards. So I just bring it up to in case somebody has really high ones.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, a thing to be aware of is, like we said, you can play with strangers. So any game where you can interact with people online, there's some sort of risk. There's, you know, there's something going on there. So, you know, as always, teaching kids internet safety, we might be in an age where kids are teaching parents internet safety now. I think that might be true.
Interesting.
But making sure especially little kids know that these are strangers and.
That's true. I have seen sort of a flip.
Yeah.
When we were kids, like our parents said, don't believe everything you read on the internet and don't talk to people on the internet. Yeah. And I think there might have been a shift there.
Yeah, a little bit.
One thing about like chatting is that since you don't know the people, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, but there is a setting on there that you can filter the language so it like it will make all the like curse words that somebody else might say into like stars and so your kid can't read it. Although I was playing with he's in first grade and he was playing on my phone and he said and I said, don't you want to look in the chat and see who they're voting for? And he said, Miss Sam, I can't read. I was like, that's a great point. So if your child can read and you are concerned about this, then you may I think when you download the app, it's already set that way. Like you have to turn it off if you like want to see the unfiltered version.
Yeah. Something we always want to bring when we're bringing you like information about a cultural thing is a how do we have a conversation about this game with my kid? I think this is a thing that you could play with your kid and it'd be super fun.
Oh yeah, I think it's fun.
We have played it with, you know, grown-ups in the room and, you know, it's very fun to play.
I think the other adults in the room that even weren't playing were like watching and getting invested.
Yeah.
I think it's just a fun game all around.
Yeah. So here are some questions that you can ask your teenager or your child. First of all, what's your character like? So when you play the game, you pick a color and a hat. And so when I play, I like to be the white space person with a red beanie as my hat. How about you, Sam?
I will choose any color, but I have a sprout, like two little leaves on my head for a hat. So depending on like the colors available, I could be red and be a cherry. I could be green and be I wouldn't be green. I would be lime and be a lime. Yellow, right. I'm a lemon. Brown, I'm a kiwi. I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
I'd like to be a kiwi. If I could help it, I would choose kiwi.
That's a great question. So what's your character? What's your name, your display name? Usually I do Rev as my display name.
I have two different ones because I play with two different groups of people.
Right.
My one, if I'm playing with like family or like friends, it just says Sammy. And then the other one, and I played with friends where there was a boy Sam in the room.
Oh, yeah.
So I set my name as Girl Sam.
Yeah.
So we have Girl Sam. And well, I think his name is Cousin Sam, but.
Right. So then you can ask, who do you play with? So like we said, you can play this with strangers, which I found very fun. But you can also play with friends. And so we have, maybe we should talk about Discord sometime, but Discord is a chat service where you can get friends together. And I'll have friends that'll just send a code. A room code is how you join all the same game.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll send a room code to this Discord chat and we'll all join and be in this together. So I'll play with friends. Or like we said, players in the room. So what's your favorite? Do you prefer to play in a room or online? I think you began to say that earlier.
Yeah, I think like I did really have a lot of fun. My siblings are my favorite people. And so I really enjoyed playing this game with them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all much younger than me and like they get really into it. But
good at it.
And they are so good at it. They have thought out strategies and I don't. But so I do enjoy it. But I think it's easier for me to play online because I'm better at lying online.
Yes, definitely. I like to play both for different reasons. I don't know. I like playing with strangers sometimes, but also being in the room with friends is fun too.
Mm-hmm.
Another question you can ask is, what is your strat? What's your strategy? Another fun word to shorten. What's your strat? Sam's little sister. every single time she sits on the security camera.
It's true. She goes to the security camera and she just sits there and watches everyone. And she has it figured out. I can't figure it out.
It takes a while to figure out.
Yeah, and she has it figured out. And so the downside of that, though, is that if we're all playing in the same room or if I'm playing with her, I will just go check security. And if she's not there, I'm like,
yeah,
that's pretty sus, Abby. She's the imposter. You are probably the imposter. Yeah.
And if she is there, I kill her. If I'm the imposter.
Right. So,
every time.
So it has its flaws, but she will defend it.
Yeah, she will. Other strats include a double kill. So if you can get two imposters in the room with two crewmate people in the room and hit kill at the exact same time, that's an impressive strategy to pull off.
Have you successfully pulled off a double kill with a stranger imposter on the internet?
I did.
You have?
I did.
How do you communicate with the other imposter that's what the plan is?
I didn't communicate with him. I just did it.
I
kind of trapped him into it. I locked the door. So that's the thing you can do the imposter. You lock the door, and now there's four of us in the room, and I killed the guy. And that's the thing. You got to act fast because the other guy could report the body before they get a chance to kill the other person.
Yeah, and so. I've tried that before, and I failed because I forgot. I don't know. I just forgot.
Yeah. That's a fun strategy. Do you have any other strategies you could think of?
It's important sometimes so there are some certain tasks that you can see are being done.
Yes, visual tasks.
So, yes. So, like, I might during the meeting be like, hey, I have scan, like, who's going to come follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully another crewmate will follow you to, like, med bay, and you can do the scan and they can watch you. And then in the next meeting, it's like, okay, you know. Kiwi is good because, I saw them do the visual tasks, so they're not the imposter.
I also enjoy when I see two people walk into a room, if I'm like, I just keep walking. I, like, turn around and wait outside the room for, like, 10 seconds, and then I'll go in and see if one of them died.
Yeah. Then you know. But the thing that I always do is I can never remember who I just saw.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So I'm just like, oh, I saw someone, and I don't remember.
And then everyone says, that's sus.
That's pretty sus, and then I get floated.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I hope that this is just a general cursory understanding of this game. My family standard is this is a harmless game that you should play with your kids. Super fun. And at the very least, have a conversation about it just to open that door and begin to talk about this stuff together. We would love for you to stay connected with us at Decoding Culture. So if you could, we would love to hear what you want us to talk about. So if you heard a teenager say a word and you're like, I don't know what that word means, and I'm not sure if they should be allowed to say it, or they saw a movie or a TV show or a video game, whatever, please let us know at decodingculture@gmail.com. We would love to address exactly what you are wondering. So for Decoding Culture, I'm Chris.
I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
See ya.